to take a copy of that.
Fine, thank you.
Paul, you want to take a copy of that?
All right.
Thank you. Okay, Helena, you don't need one.
All right, just a minute. Well, once again, I've sat in at a command conference and listened to a cozy round of self-congratulations. Aren't we doing well? Adapting, adjusting, coming to terms. And once again, I am shocked that we've not discussed a serious attempt to locate Earth and return there.
Simmons, we can't afford to waste our time on something scientifically impossible.
Impossible? The impossible takes just a little longer. That's all, Commander.
Commissioner, we can't encourage false hope. All of us have had to come to terms with life here on Alpha.
Hope is the key to morale. We should maintain it. We should exploit it ruthlessly in order to achieve what should be our sole objective, going home.
Commissioner, our priorities are survival and the search for an alternative place to live. A return to Earth is out of the question.
Commander Koenig, sensors detect a powered object approaching Alpha at speed 3.72, range 4903.
What kind of a powered object?
Indications are that it is a manned spacecraft, Commander.
Kato, when do we have visual?
Estimate a minute or less.
Radio contact?
None, sir.
Keep all frequencies open. Alan, put Eagles 1 and 2 on the pad for immediate liftoff. I want to show our visitors every kind of welcome.
And if they're hostile, sir,
you'll be the first to know.
Visual.
Data analyzed and ready for printout, Commander.
Let's have it.
Subject, unidentified, powered object. Object will orbit Alpha position at coordinates 9079. Data confirms object manned.
Still no contact?
None, sir.
Eagle One.
Commander.
Intercept that spacecraft. Lift off.
Eagle Two, lift off.
Spacecraft flight unstable. They're in trouble. They're not going into orbit.
Distress signals?
None.
Follow it down, Eagle One.
It's gonna crash.
Stand clear, Eagles 1 and 2.
Unit to launch pad 3 immediately. And call Carter, and I want him to fly it.
Yes, sir.
And tell Professor Bergman to meet us there. Kano, any readings of life signs from the cross site?
Negative, Commander.
Paul, get security to join us.
Right.
Dr. Russell, I'd like you to come with us.
Koenig, I think I'd better come too.
Commissioner, right now I need a doctor and a scientist out there, not a politician.
We'll be lifting off in 5 seconds.
All set?
Can't believe it's just chance.
No, they picked us out, John.
Deliberate attempt to land on Alpha. They must know what they're looking for.
I wish we knew.
Looks like some kind of a hatch on the port side, Commander. I'll put it down. See if I can get a connection. Confirm complete contact, sir. Vacuum chamber is now ready for entry.
I'm returning Eagle to standby on launch pad number 1.
Any signs of life?
The metallic structure of the metal is very dense, but certainly no movement I can see.
Kano, can you get us a Spectro X analysis?
Stand back.
suspended animation.
Could be.
All right, we've got to start somewhere. Tony, go back to the ship, bring back some lights and Dr. Russell's equipment.
Paul, activate gravity control and atmosphere.
You have gravity and atmosphere, Commander.
Well, I hope they know what they're doing out there.
None of us knows for sure, Commissioner.
Koenig could be in danger. Why is there no visual link-up?
Now, hold your horses, Commissioner. We're all breaking our necks for a look.
Visual coming up now, Commissioner. EKG and EEG, both negative.
There's absolutely no indication of life.
If it was suspended animation, maybe the crash killed them.
No heart function, no brain activity.
And as far as I can tell from radio microanalysis, the skin tissue shows no evidence of cell growth.
Who were they? Where did they come from?
We can't learn anymore without breaking this seal.
Well, you've taken every possible precaution. There's nothing else we can do.
Right, let's do it. Stand by, computer, for biochemical analysis.
Main mission standing by.
All our instruments indicated that life no longer existed.
Yes, we were convinced of it. Only then did we break the seal.
come on. What the hell's the delay?
Maybe they don't live by lunar time, Commissioner.
Paul, have the crash unit stand by. They're going to fly the spaceship in on half power. Crash unit, stand down.
Maintenance crew, prepare to receive alien spaceship.
Security, stand by travel tube to alien spaceship.
And prepare for visitors.
Excuse me. I think you should introduce us.
Captain Zanter, Commissioner Simmons.
Your status, please.
I represent Earth Authority here on Moonbase Alpha. And in that capacity, may I say, welcome.
You represent Earth Authority?
Yes. And may I first assure you that those responsible for the regrettable loss of your crew member will be brought to account.
Commissioner, I take the responsibility.
Yes, you must, as operational commander.
We realize that the mistake which destroyed our comrade was from ignorance, not malice. We do not require judicial revenge.
Captain, as soon as you've refreshed yourselves, I suggest we meet to discuss our situation. Dr. Russell will see you to your quarters.
Be careful, Koenig. They may not be as friendly as they seem.
Please accept these gifts as peace tokens from the people of Kaldor. The Libra bird was our symbol of peace and freedom. But like everything else on our planet, it ultimately became sterile. When we left, there were only two surviving pairs. And their eggs, when filled with gold, were greatly prized as memorials to our fading life.
Thank you, Captain. We accept your gifts. May I ask how long you've been traveling?
Approximately 3.5 of your centuries. Our planet was dying. Our people sent out many ships, one to each planet we believed could sustain our kind of life.
And your ship was programmed to land on this moon?
Only to orbit this moon. And then we would reanimate and prepare for the final stage of our journey to your planet, Earth.
Are you aware this moon is no longer in Earth's orbit?
Yes. I fear that random variations in your trajectory and velocity caused our computer to err, and so we have crashed.
Well, it's remarkable your computer was able to find us at all.
It was so programmed. How could it do otherwise?
Is your computer capable of calculating the present position of Earth?
Yes.
And it's programmed to reach Earth?
That is our prime directive.
Should be ours, too. Unfortunately, some of us seem to have lost the will to achieve it.
So your hope is to settle on Earth?
If we are welcome, yes.
But if you are not?
then we would submit ourselves to a voluntary reduction. In your terms, we would take our own lives.
May I suggest that I run some tests to determine whether or not you and our people on Earth are medically compatible?
I'll help to assess the damage to your ship.
I'll leave you in their hands.
We are grateful.
My pleasure, Captain.
Peace and freedom.
Perhaps the impossible
doesn't take as long as we thought. Their ship is bound for Earth. Their computer's programmed for going home. You just heard him say so.
What are you suggesting?
Oh, come on now. None of you thought we had a chance. This is it. All we need is the courage, the vision, and the leadership to seize their ship.
And the Kaldorians.
Expendable.
Cryogenic deep freezing we found to be inadequate for suspended animation. The deterioration of the body can be slowed down, but life itself cannot be suspended in that way. On Earth, you freeze food to keep it fresh, do you not?
Yes, we do here.
But the flavor fades.
The problem's the same all over the universe.
Exactly. The flavor of life itself is lost. But our process is different. We have found a way of accelerating energy to create a cycle which holds all the cell particles in stasis. There is no reason why that process should not be adapted to human use.
I find you sufficiently human, Captain Santor.
Then you will recommend that we continue our journey to Earth?
Yes.
Your beauty would be greatly enhanced by suspended animation, Doctor.
Thank you.
To be perfectly at peace for 75 years. That is the time our computer has calculated it will take us to reach Earth.
75 years?
The time will pass like a dream in an instant. Commander. With your approval, we wish to continue our journey. And in order to do that, we must complete the repairs to our ship and leave within 20 of your lunar hours. It is impossible to reprogram the computer from its prime directive.
Dr. Russell?
They're medically clear.
Should you decide that we can go, there will, of course, be a vacant space on our ship.
So one of us can go home?
The similarities between us are greater than the differences. There is no reason why we should not suspend animation for one of your people.
Well, thank you, Captain. It's a most generous offer. Check out the process thoroughly and let me know.
Koenig.
Captain Santor, will you help us set up the experiment?
One, it'll work for others. Now seize their ship. Then six of us can go home.
Shut up, Simmons. You given any thought what Earth will be like in 2074?
Well, whatever it's like, it's still our home. Our natural home.
Simmons, if that suspended animation process works, the computer will make a choice, an unbiased choice of one passenger from Alpha. You'll be eligible like all the others. Hmm.
Including yourself, of course.
No.
What?
No, and don't try to understand why.
Look, Koenig, I ought to be the one to go. I mean, I have no place here on Alpha. No function.
Believe me, Simmons, if I could rig that computer, it would shout out your name. But you take your chance like the rest. Connell? I want computer program to select one person from Alpha to return to Earth. The answer is to be confidential and in code.
It'll take some time, Commander.
John, serious emergency. The spaceship, immediately.
There was every reason to believe it would work. Both computers confirmed it.
Damn the computers.
She is not dead, Commander. Her life cycle is suspended in time.
If you're so clever with life and death, Captain, bring her out of it.
We're ready to try again, Captain.
Do you know what you're doing?
Captain Zantor is in charge, Commander.
Not working. Commander.
I had Connor run the Caldorian data through the telemetric computer.
What data?
Well, the relative position of Earth, sir.
It's that away. Hmm. 75 years. What's that in miles?
Yes. Well, the computer passed that one up. Pretty busy with other problems just now.
How are they doing, Paul?
Well, the boys have slowed up a bit. But the ship will be ready on schedule.
Commander?
What's happening inside? Thank you.
Attention, Commander Koenig. Commander, could you please return to the spaceship? We need your advice.
Dr. Russell has been put into a deeper sleep than is right for the human metabolism. Our mistake was to accept your computer's profile of her without question.
Our mistake was to allow her to try the experiment at all.
We overestimated your computer's ability to analyze the human spirit. It does not seem to have understood it.
Does your computer understand it?
Oh, yes. But in reanimating from so deep a sleep, there is a danger of cell damage to the brain. The alternative is death.
Captain.
John, we must trust him.
Commander?
Go ahead, Captain.
Well, Captain.
The spaceship will be ready for countdown at 0900 hours, sir.
So, one of us is going home.
Looks that way.
Commander, I have computer's choice for the return to Earth.
Well, I see you all want to go home.
I asked computer to choose one name. Has given me a list of three. A classic case of computer buck passing.
Yes. Supposing you just read the list.
No, Simmons. I'm not decoding this until Dr. Russell convinces me the process is absolutely safe for us.
Well, I don't mind giving it a whirl.
Alan, even if it works, it won't be a picnic. 75 years is a long time.
Yeah. Keep talking, Granddad.
Alan, we're not even sure the Earth still exists. And even if it does, our families, those we've loved, won't be there anymore.
A55, Paul.
5 minutes to go.
Have Captain Zander come to my office.
Very good, sir. On his way.
You're supposed to be a commander. You shouldn't have left that choice to a machine.
The choice must be an objective one.
The choice is obvious. As commissioner, I'm not part of your team of experts here on Alpha. My work is on Earth. Now, one word from you, and I can be on that spaceship.
Simmons, I'll promise you only this. If the computer chooses you, you go with my blessings.
And if it doesn't?
And you wave goodbye with the rest of us.
No, I've been a politician all my life. I don't believe in chance.
Well, welcome back to the land of the living. How do you feel?
No after effects at all.
Thank you, Captain.
There remains only one question to be decided, Commander. Who is going to accompany us to Earth?
Helena, are you totally convinced it's safe?
We're beginning to understand the principle. The process will work if Captain Zantor's computer has a complete matrix of its human subject.
But if somebody other than Dr. Russell were to go...
Then we shall have to make a matrix of the individual you choose.
Thank you.
right?
Commander.
Connell? I want computer to make the final choice. One name. Paul?
Come on.
Begin the countdown. Victor, if the computer chooses you, will you go?
I don't know. Maybe I've had enough of Earth and its so-called civilization.
What about you, Helena?
I don't know. It is a nice idea.
Connell! Simmons has my comm lock.
Going to do exactly as I tell you.
According to this, Simmons has proceeded from main mission to the maintenance section and has just now entered the power station. Kano, deactivate that comm lock and have computer program an alternate command comm lock for me. Explain to the computer as best you can. Sandra, put me through to the power station.
Simmons, we have you on visual. You can come out peaceably, or we'll come and take you out. Your choice.
Open it. Open it!
Security to seal off the power station, but no one's to move in until I give the order.
Yes, sir.
Sandra, let's see what he's up to.
Switch it off. And the other.
Simmons!
It's too late for talk, Commander.
Simmons, you're trapped!
Really? I know precisely what I'm doing.
Open up.
Sandra, let's see that close up. Switch to reserve power. Stabilize our backup power.
Trying to, sir.
Now listen to me, Koenig. This is my hostage.
Koenig, those men are just stunned.
Now, don't make me kill anyone. No one on Alpha will live for more than 30 minutes without this unit in place.
Stabilize our power, Paul.
Now, I go on that ship.
Or Moonbase Alpha freezes over. It's up to you.
What do you say now?
Commander, countdown is T-minus 28 minutes. Do I continue counting? Continue.
Simmons, put back that unit.
Computer hasn't made the final choice yet.
Oh, yes, I know my chances, Koenig. Now, this way I go for sure. It's my decision.
You have no right to make that decision.
I got to be commissioner by doing what was necessary.
Not what was right. Now you have 15 minutes to persuade your alien friends or freeze.
Damn it. Hold the counter. Get Captain Zanta here.
Captain Zanta to main mission, please. Captain Zanta to main mission.
If there's one man Alpha could do without, it's Simmons.
I say let him go.
Any decision we make on this must involve Xander.
We can't, Commander. We can't let Simmons jump the computer.
Moonbase systems are running down, Commander. We must decide soon.
Okay. So let Simmons think he's going, Commander. We can take him on his way out of the ship. Especially with Xantor in the know.
We can't afford to play games with that converter.
It's wrong, John. You've got to let him go.
Captain. Commissioner Simmons insists on returning to Earth with you. Unless we agree, he'll destroy Alpha.
Is he capable of carrying out this threat?
He is.
Then you must accept his terms.
I agree.
It's blackmail.
Let him go, Commander. We'll be well rid of him. Simmons!
Koenig, your decision.
We agree. Program Commissioner Simmons restricted access from the power station to the spaceship.
Yes, sir.
Guarantees, Koenig.
My word.
Not enough.
Commissioner, you need our cooperation. I will be your hostage.
I accept.
Captain, if you are Simmons, you'll need this. Thank you, Captain.
I understand your position, Commander. The Commissioner is diseased, and it is a tragedy that he should succeed through the use of force. My thanks, Commander. Professor. Take your travel position, Commissioner. The rest is automatic.
You first.
Thank you.
Hello, Earth. Hello, Earth. This is Commissioner Simmons, returning home after 75 years.
Hello, Earth? Earth Control, you hear me? Come in, Earth. Hello, Earth? Earth? Earth, can you read me? Hello, Earth.
Commander? Yes, Paul?
I'm getting a signal, sir, from the Caldorian spaceship.
What kind of a signal?
From Commissioner Simmons, sir. He thinks he's approaching Earth.
Hello, Earth, can you hear me? Earth? Hello, Earth. Earth, this is Commissioner Simmons, returning home. Can you hear me?
Xandor knew. He must have known.
No, no. Well, evidently, Simmons didn't give him a chance to make a matrix for his computer.
Hello, Earth? Earth?
Earth, can you hear me? What's the matter with everybody? It has worked. Koenig? Koenig! Can you hear me, Koenig?
You've got to help me. Koenig, this hasn't worked. You've got to help me. Send someone to get me, Koenig. Koenig, help me.
There's nothing we can do.
Koenig, can you hear me, Koenig?
Answer me! Koenig! Xandor! 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 For God's sake!
John, who did the computer finally choose?
Simmons.